Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to improve your horse's balance. So balance is a term that is frequently used by riders, trainers, and dressage judges. It applies to all riders and all horses at all levels, and it's essential not only for your dressage competition success, but also for your horse's physical well-being. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at what balance is, the reasons why balance is necessary, what causes a loss of balance, how to test your horse's balance, and what exercises you can ride to help improve your horse's balance. So, to kickstart things off, let's first answer the question of what is balance? Well, to sum it up in one simple sentence, balance is the distribution of weight that enables your horse to stay upright and steady. So, how does your horse balance? Well, due to your horse's long neck and his table-like body, when he is left to his own devices, your horse will use his head and neck for balance, and he will carry the majority of your weight on his front legs and on his shoulders. Now, this is known as your horse being on the forehand, and it is not desirable. Now, it is your job as the rider to teach your horse how to engage his hindquarters, how to lift and round his back so that he can carry your weight more on his stronger hind legs. Now, this brings your horse's balance back towards his centre of gravity, and it takes the weight off his forehand and it allows him to move in a more biomechanically friendly posture with a better balance. So why is this important? Because as we've discussed, you want your horse's balance to be more on his hind legs than on his forehand. But why? Well, here are three reasons why. So the first reason, reason number one, is to reduce the risk of injury. So most lameness issues occur in the delicate front limbs of the horse. Now, if your horse is carrying the weight of himself, plus the weight of you, the saddle, and any other equipment, if he is carrying all of that on his front legs and shoulders, then this increases the chances of him sustaining an injury. Now, also, your horse's front legs cannot concertina like his hind legs. The joints are different. Therefore, if your horse is forever using his front legs and his shoulders to stop himself during downward transitions, or to heave himself into upward transitions, instead of stepping under with his hind legs, then this action again increases the chances of injury. And lastly, let's not forget that a correctly balanced horse will lead to improved straightness. This promotes equal wear and tear on both sides of your horse's body and therefore contributes to longevity. So overall, a balanced horse is more likely to stay sound than an unbalanced horse. So that was reason number one for balance. Now let's move on to reason number two. And this is to improve your horse's rideability. So a balanced horse will have a lighter forehand and therefore have greater mobility of his shoulders. And this makes it easier to ride circles and turns and to position your horse for lateral movements. By moving in a biomechanically functional and balanced posture, your horse will also be easier to sit to in the sitting trot and the canter, and you are less likely to be dragged out of your saddle or to be knocked off balance. So on the whole, a balanced horse is more pleasurable to ride. Now moving on to the final reason, reason number three, and this is to keep your horse feeling confident and relaxed. So as a prey animal, your horse has a natural instinct to be balanced. Horses do not have sharp teeth and claws, but they do have speed and stamina. Therefore, if they are faced with a predator, their best chance of survival is to outrun it instead of trying to fight it. Now, if as the horse runs away, they lose their balance and they fall over, then this can literally mean the difference between life and death. So this survival instinct of staying upright and staying balanced is pre-programmed into your horse through thousands of years of evolution. And this is also why a loss of balance during your ridden work can also cause some horses to become tense, to rush, and or panic. So to sum that section up, a balanced horse is more likely to stay relaxed and feel confident. Okay, so now let's move on to talk about balance and collection. So another term for balance is actually collection. You may have heard collection as frequently been described as the rebalancing of the horse, teaching him to carry more weight on his powerful hindquarters as opposed to the delicate forelegs, which is essentially what we have been describing. And like collection, balance is relative to your horse's level of training. For example, you wouldn't expect a young and novice horse to have as much balance as a more advanced horse. And both balance and collection are progressive. They're developed gradually over time and they are never completed. You are always wanting to improve your horse's balance, regardless of the level that you are working at. Okay, so now that we know what balance is and why we want to have a balanced horse, let's now quickly go through some of the common causes for a loss of balance. So first up, we have an unbalanced rider. Second, we have a lack of correct aiding from the rider, so the rider is just a passenger on the horse. Third on the list, we have that the tempo, so the speed of the rhythm, is too quick. Fourth on the list, we have an incorrect or a lack of bend around circles, turns, and corners. Fifth, we have that there is poor footing or a poor riding surface. Sixth is tension. Seventh is poor preparation and aiding of transitions and school movements. And last on the list is that it's just a young and novice horse. You could be doing everything perfectly as the rider, but you would still expect a novice horse to lose its balance towards its forehand quite frequently, especially in the early days of his training, until his strength and ability improve. Okay, so now let's go through some indicators for you to help tell if your horse is balanced. So if your horse displays any of these following points, more than likely, he is not balanced. So the first one is that he leans on the bit and is heavy in your hand. The second one is that the rhythm and the tempo are inconsistent. The third indicator is that your horse falls in or out around circles and turns. Fourth on the list is that your horse's transitions are rough and muddled. Fifth is that your horse is uncomfortable and difficult to ride in sitting trot. And the final point on the list is that your horse constantly trips over his front legs. So, those are some indicators, but now let's give you a test for your horse's balance, because there is a movement that is included in dressage tests at the lower levels, specifically designed to test your horse's balance and self-carriage. And that movement is the give and retake. So to ride a give and retake of the reins, what you need to do is you need to deliberately push forward just either your inside rein or both reins together, and you yield the contact for a few strides before politely taking it back again. Now, if your horse is balanced, then there should be no change to your horse's outline, to his speed, to his length of stride, or to his overall way of going. Now, if any of those things do change, then more than likely your horse is lacking balance and self-carriage. Now, if you want to know more about that movement, then you can go to our website howtodressage.com, or you can go through our podcast archives and check out the episode How and Why to Ride a Given Retake of the Reins, and it will break down that movement more in depth. But now let's move on to talk about improving your horse's balance. So you know how to test if your horse's balance, and you know what indicators to look out for, and you also know reasons why your horse might lose his balance. But how do you go about improving it? Well, as we talked about earlier, balance and collection are essentially the same thing. And since collection is the sixth training scale, then improving your horse's balance requires that you at least have a fundamental accomplishment of the other five scales. So you would start with scale one, which is rhythm. So first up, your horse must be able to move in a regular rhythm and at a suitable tempo. Scale two is suppleness. So your horse must be loose through his body and be free from tension. Scale three is contact. So your horse must work through his back to seek a contact with your hand. Scale four is impulsion. So your horse must work with controlled energy and an active hind leg. And scale five is straightness. So your horse's body must remain in alignment. Now, even if you have a very young and novice horse, they can still achieve those scales to a basic degree. Now, obviously, the more advanced your horse is and the more balance you're requesting from your horse, then the greater the accomplishment of each of those scales. But just because you have a novice horse, that doesn't mean that he can't work in rhythm with a fair amount of suppleness, with a basic contact, a small amount of controlled energy, and a basic accomplishment of alignment. And then once you have those qualities in place, improving your horse's balance is then a matter of correctly riding circles, transitions, and lateral movements while combining the use of the half halt. Okay, so let's talk about this half halt, because when it comes to improving your horse's balance, the half halt is a necessary tool because it is this aid that asks your horse to shift his weight back onto his hind legs and to lighten his forehand. Now, you need to use your half halt tactfully and multiple times throughout your schooling sessions. And this is used to communicate to your horse that you want his weight to stay off his forehand and on his hind legs. Now, if you're not sure how to ride a half halt or what it is, then again, check out our website howtodressage.com or our podcast archives for the one titled How to Ride a Half Halt. But here's a list of moments of when you should be using your half halt. So you should be half halting when you are preparing your horse for transitions. You should half halt in the first stride or two of a new pace, again, to make sure it's balanced. Don't let the pace get out of balance and then half halt. Set your horse up for success by half halting in the first stride or two. You should also be half halting when preparing your horse for a change of bend and direction, or when setting your horse up for lateral movements. You can also use your half halt if you feel the tempo start to get a little bit too quick, or if you feel your horse has lost or is about to lose balance onto his forehand. You can use your half halt to help correct it. But through diligent use of the half halt, you should be able to keep your horse in a good balance that is relative to his training level. Okay, so now let's give you some exercises. So to help further improve your horse's balance, you need to improve his strength and his suppleness and his ability to step further under his centre of gravity with his hind legs and to take more weight. So here are four exercises that can help you do that. So the first exercise we're going to talk about is a figure of eight. So a figure of eight involves riding two connecting circles, one to the left and one to the right, and it creates the number eight. Now, the circles and the gradual change of bend make this a great exercise to encourage your horse to take more weight onto his inside hind leg, thereby improving his balance. And you can ride the circles at whatever size your horse is capable of. For example, you could connect to 20 meter circles, to 15 meter circles, or to 10 meter circles. You can also mix and match. For example, you could go from a 20 meter circle to a 15 meter circle to a 10 meter circle, each time changing the bend and direction. Now, for additional benefits, you can also ride transitions on the circle or as you change the rein. For example, you could ride a figure of eight connecting to 20 meter circles, and you could ride trot, walk, trot transitions on each circle, again encouraging your horse to use those hind legs. You could ride the same exercise in canter and execute a simple change, which is canter, walk, canter, as you change the rein from one circle to the other. Again, these transitions are brilliant for engaging those hind legs and improving your horse's balance. Now, moving on to the second exercise, exercise number two, and this is spirals. So spiraling in and out of a 20 meter circle is a really simple way of increasing the engagement of your horse's hindquarters, thereby improving his balance. So a good tip is to place a cone or some other marker where you want the centre of your circle to be. And then you're basically going to ride your 20 metre circle around it, keeping the cone as your centre point. You would then gradually spiral in to decrease the size of the circle. So you're going to think of the circle as a bullseye, and you're going to make your circle one ring smaller on each revolution by increasing your horse's bend through his body. And then when you reach the smallest circle that your horse can comfortably manage while still maintaining his rhythm and impulsion, you can then spiral back out again in the same manner by decreasing your horse's bend. Now again, as we talked about in the previous exercise, if you want additional benefits, you can also ride these spirals in and out whilst also incorporating transitions on the spiral. Now, moving on to the third exercise, and this is counter canter. So counter canter is a very valuable exercise for improving straightness and suppleness, but it's also great for encouraging your horse to use his hindquarters and to become more balanced. Now, there is a bit of a side note with this exercise, because before you should attempt to ride your horse in counter canter, it's vital that your horse's true canter has at least a basic but good balance. Counter canter is fantastic to further improve your horse's balance, but it won't make an unbalanced canter balanced. So it's very important that you at least have a basic balance before attempting counter canter. Now, one way to ride counter canter is to use the figure of eight that we talked about earlier. So you would connect two 20 meter circles, one going to the left and one going to the right, but you would ride the whole exercise on the same canter lead. Now, when it's ridden correctly, your horse will naturally collect as you ride him through the turns. And by practicing this exercise regularly, you'll develop your horse's balance and strength while improving his obedience to your aids at the same time. Now, if you're not quite sure about how to go about riding counter canter or how best to introduce it to your horse, then again, go search for the podcast or the article on our website titled How to Ride Counter Canter. But moving on to the final exercise, exercise number four, and this is shoulder four or shoulder in on a circle. So lateral work is extremely useful as an integral part of your horse's dressage training, and it helps you to develop suppleness, throughness, connection, and of course, balance. So for this exercise, you're going to start on a 20 meter circle and ride your horse in an active working trot. You're then going to bring your horse's shoulders to the inside and position him in shoulder four or shoulder in. Now remember to use your inside leg to maintain the bend through your horse's body and to keep his inside hind leg travelling forwards and underneath. Now your outside rein is there to prevent too much neck bend and to prevent him from falling out through his outside shoulder, and your outside leg supports your horse's hindquarters. Now as an optional variation, whilst you are on the circle, within that shoulder four or shoulder in positioning, you can ask your horse to gently shorten and lengthen his trot steps to further elasticize the pace and encourage those hind legs to step further underneath. So those are the four exercises that we have for you. But there's loads of exercises that you can use. So to add variety to your horse's ridden sessions, you can also include hacking and hill work. You could do pole work and also jumping. When these things are ridden and used correctly, all of them will help to improve your horse's hind quarter strength and his balance. Okay, now before we wrap up this episode, we're just going to talk about what not to do. So if you have a horse that is still very young, or one that is particularly unbalanced, then here are three things that you need to avoid. So the first one is you need to avoid riding endlessly around the outside of the arena. Going around and around and around the arena at the same pace will do nothing except string your horse out and make him less balanced. Instead, ride plenty of big circles, gradual changes of bend and simple transitions. Now the second thing you need to avoid is you need to avoid riding transitions in the middle of the arena. So if your horse is still yet to find his balance during transitions, then it's best to ride them either on the outside track or on a suitably sized circle. And by suitably sized, we mean not too small. Because if you ride a transition in the middle of the arena, your horse hasn't got any support of the arena boundary or the bend of a circle, and this makes it much more difficult for your horse to maintain his balance. So in the early days, set him up for success. Ride those transitions on the outside track or on a circle. Now the final thing you need to avoid is you need to avoid trying to balance your horse by using the reins. Although it's very tempting, you must avoid using the reins to balance your horse because this will only encourage your horse to lean even more into your contact, to rely on it for balance, and to put him on his forehand. Now, it is not your job to hold your horse up. Instead, if you feel your horse starting to use the reins for balance, then ride a half halt or a downward transition to encourage him to take the weight on his hind legs. So, to wrap this episode up, every rider should work on improving their horse's balance because it impacts their horse's well-being and as a result, the longevity of his working life. Now, improving your horse's balance is a lifelong task, and it must begin as soon as you sit on him. And it comes about as a result of systematic physical training by following the steps that are outlined in the dressage scales of training and riding correct circles, transitions, and lateral movements with tactful use of the half halt. Now lastly, remember that it will take time for your horse to develop the necessary strength and suppleness that is needed for better balance. So don't expect too much too soon. Now if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.